On this Wednesday afternoon, we're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Thanks for being with us, Drew. Let's start in the Midwest. Farmers are really beginning to get a little on the itchy side. What do you see from the northwestern part of the Corn Belt all the way to the east?
Well, I actually think we've got a good opportunity for getting aggressive in the fields in early May. Now, that may seem like a long ways away, but I think there's reason to be encouraged for that. This will be certainly for the majority of the Midwest. The upper Midwest may still be questionable because they're going to have this flood situation lasting just long enough that they may not be able to take full advantage of the drying that's going to come up. But we will see a ridge of high pressure building up across the east half of the U.S. as we get out into the very last days of April and into the first week of May. And I think we'll get enough heat and dryness during that period to really help improve field conditions so that field work can get started and become more aggressive perhaps. Now, it's not going to be a big window because I do think it'll break down in the second week of May and certainly around mid-month. But what is of great interest, though, is when it does break down, it may start to favor the upper Midwest and northern plains again. So not all good news here, but there is an opportunity, at least for a fair amount of the country, to get into some of these fields. And certainly in the next 10 days, that's not the case. We have a lot of rain coming up, but it is going to be warmer, and that will help to generate some better drying conditions between rain events. But the rain events themselves are just a little too numerous, I think, for aggressive field work for right now.
So when you take a look at this all in all, what do you think of the start of the growing season?
Well, I think that obviously we're going to be a little late for the optimum yield in some areas. I am very concerned about the upper parts of the Midwest, Minnesota, parts of the Dakotas, maybe northern Iowa, possibly, but certainly northwestern parts of Wisconsin's crop country. I think those areas will see a continuation of wet bias conditions, so farming activity up there is going to be more of a struggle, I think, as we look at the whole of the spring season. But I do think that field work in the lower parts of the Midwest, the Delta, and Southeast will eventually get back on board. The Delta is obviously going to be very late, though.
Turn your attention to South America. Any problems there, or does that corn crop still look really good?
It looks really good. The monsoon has hung on really well this month. We don't see it last this deep into April very often. And we do have one more week of well-distributed rainfall. It'll be the 24th of April before we shut down the monsoon. And that's something that doesn't happen very often. So what that means is all these crops out there are going to have extra moisture that's going to fall as they move into reproduction, and they're going to have a very good moisture reserve in that soil to support the crops as they fill. And the bottom line is going to be a very big second season corn. Even cotton's going to do well. And some of the other crops we don't talk much about, like coffee and citrus and sugarcane, they're all going to end up this year in much better shape than what a lot of folks were expecting with all that January dryness.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.